displacement technology, personalized mass transit, more bicycle paths, having people walk three blocks to get the newspaper or something instead of taking a two-ton vehicle to carry them, changing habits, habits that will make them live longer, you know. The same with food, processed food, with all kinds of packaging. People may pay more for food packaging than the farmers in America get for selling their food. I'll give you an illustration. But we have to start in stages. Now, if you start a discourse with the ultimate goal up front, people will think, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, it's just impractical. But if you start it with measurable goals and move it toward the kind of scene that you're talking about, then people are more likely to grapple with it. You never want to present people with impossible, what they think are impossible goals, even though you describe them as the desired eventuality. For example, we should eliminate fossil fuels from the planet, the use of fossil fuels, completely. All nuclear power plants, eliminate it, you see. But you've got to start with displacement, stage by stage, that accelerates. That's what we've got to do. I mean, I don't hesitate. I was the first to call for the shutdown of all nuclear plants. And I was accused of wanting to turn America into darkness. So I replied by saying, if the American people really knew what the hazards of nuclear power plants were, and the only alternative to their reading the newspaper at night was candles, they'd pick candles. You know, that's a rather aggressive statement.